are tuned in to Everything Under the Sun, the Soper Sun's weekly radio program right here on KDNK every Thursday. If you haven't gotten a copy of the paper yet, you can pick one up at the nearest yellow newsstand. Today we're doing a pre-record, actually, so it is technically Wednesday, February 5th, just before press time. And today we are going to interview the one, the only young Gus Richardson. Will be on the other side of things, as he's often a co-host here on Everything Under the Sun and is a youth intern and reporter for the Soper Sun. But we're going to be highlighting his story in this week's paper regarding some French exchange students, 17 French exchange students who recently came to Carbondale. So we also have Eric Lamb, the advisor for this exchange program through Roaring Fork High School in partnership with a school in France. How are you doing today, Gus and Eric?
I'm doing great. This is Eric. I'm a teacher at Roaring Fork High School. I teach French and I teach English language development. And today's going well. A little stressful. I'm prepping for a trip. Things are up in the air, but that's what adventure is all about.
Fantastic. Now, are you prepping for the trip to France or a different trip?
This is a separate one just with my son, a little one-on-one time for the two of us.
Okay, great. And then we also have on the line, of course, Soper Sun youth contributor, Gus Richardson, who wrote the story. How are you, Gus?
I am just fine. I am also a bit stressed. tests coming up, things to do, but overall good. Doing good.
Well, good. I'm so glad to hear it. And, you know, we know you're a senior and you're going off to college next year. The Soper Sun is sorry to lose you in that sense. But as you know, it's always a revolving door and you can always continue to write for us, maybe on summer vacation. But today...
Oh, hey, I most definitely will.
Fantastic. Well, today we are going to talk about this exchange program. But first, let's get a little bit of background from you, Eric. How long have you been with Roaring Fork High School?
This is my third year teaching at Roaring Fork High School. I taught 10 years at Aspen High School previous to coming to Roaring Fork.
Oh, wonderful. And did you grow up in the Valley or...
No, my wife grew up in the Valley, and so that's how I ended up here. I grew up a military brat. My dad was in the Air Force, so I went to lots of different schools growing up, four different high schools, including one in France. So I did go to CU. I ended up at Colorado Springs my senior year of high school, so I got to stay in state and go to CU Boulder, which was awesome because I fell in love with Colorado.
Wonderful. And you said you did a year, I'm sorry, was it in high school in France?
Yes, I did my junior year of high school as an exchange student as part of the American Field Service, or AFS.
Okay, very cool. What could you tell our listeners a little bit? What is AFS? Sorry.
It's kind of like the Rotary program in that you apply to different countries, and then based on your application and what's available, they place you. And one difference is Rotary typically sets you up with two or three different families, depending on the length of your stay. With AFS, you're set up with one family. And so I was there for 10 months with the same family in a place called Flers in Normandie.
Wonderful. And did you come back speaking fluent French after you did that year abroad?
I did, yes. A combination of being set up well. My mother was a French teacher, so I started kind of young. But the family I stayed with was also very supportive, and I got a lot of extra instruction and a lot of extra patience in learning French when I was staying with them.
Fantastic. And I don't think I was aware that you were, I knew that you were an English language development teacher. Does that mean, but I wasn't aware that you were a French teacher. Are you fluent then in more than those two languages?
I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily fluent in Spanish, but I'm pretty proficient. I have enough Spanish to understand my students' need to speak primarily Spanish, especially my level one or my newcomer English language development students.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. And thank you for doing that. I know that's It's a great program through Roaring Fork School District, and
yeah,
most of the schools all have an English language development program. Is that right?
Yeah. I feel grateful to be a part of the one at Roaring Fork. We have an awesome team.
That's great. Wonderful. And Gus, have you been in any of Eric's French classes?
Yes, I am currently in Eric Lamb's French 1 class. I'm surrounded by a lot of people a lot younger than me, but that's just fine. We've been focusing a lot on like learning the basics, but also I feel like that we're really getting a good grasp on the language right now. Lamb was also my tutorial, which is like homeroom teacher for a year, and we had a lot of fun and got to know each other quite well doing that.
Great. And have you been at Roaring Fork, Gus, since your freshman year, or did you transfer as a sophomore? Can you remind me?
I have been at Roaring Fork High School since my freshman year, yes. I'm going to do all 4 years there.
Fantastic. Well, they're lucky to have you. And they're lucky you as well, Eric. And have you was this your first class this semester with Eric, or have you had classes with him before? French classes, that is.
No, this is my first time having any classes with Lamb. I've never taken in a foreign language class before. This is my first one.
Okay, very cool. Well, great. And just since I'm thinking about it, any words in particular that, like, how do you say, I don't even know, how do you say hello in French, if you can remind me?
Bonjour. Oh,
that's right.
Comment ça va? Je suis désolé, je ne comprends pas. All good phrases.
Okay, what were those latter two? What did they mean?
Oh, how are you? And I am sorry, I do not understand.
that's a good one to have in your back pocket in my experience of traveling abroad. very cool. So these 17 high school students from France, they come from a certain part of France. Could you pronounce that for me, Eric?
Yeah, they come from a place called Nantes.
Nantes. And Gus actually did run that pronunciation by me at the beginning before this show, but thank you for that reminder. So, this is at least the second year that you've had this exchange program, or am I mistaken?
That's correct. This is the second year we've had this exchange program. I took a group of 12 students to Lycée Nelson Mandela in Nantes last year, last March. This year was the first time that we got to host a group. The 17 students that came were the first visitors to Roaring Fork High School from Nantes. And that was, a couple weeks ago now.
Okay, great. So this was the first group that came to the Roaring Fork Valley.
Not the first group that came to the valley. I did have two groups that came to Aspen High School.
Oh, okay.
I think the first one was in 2017 and another one in 2019.
Okay, great. And was it also from, where was that exchange program through Aspen High School? Did those students also come from Nantes?
They did. And the story there is I had a student named Melanie Doyle who did a Rotary exchange. And she came back from her experience in Nantes, where she was placed, and she had an invitation for me from the teachers there at her school saying, hey, we're a brand new school. We want to set up some international exchanges. Are you interested in being a partner? And I said, yes.
That's fantastic. And it seems like kind of a large number of students for an exchange program, or is it relatively typical to have that big of a number?
I'd say it's typical for the French system. They have classes of about 30, 35, and when they set up exchanges, they typically offer the exchange to every single student. So they actually brought 35 students, I think two opted out, so 32 students here to Colorado, and half of them went to Kent, Denver, and the other half came to Roaring Fork High School.
Okay, wonderful. And so from the sounds of it, you're the one who kind of spearheaded this partnership with Nantes back when you were at Aspen High School.
That's right.
Very cool. Well, that's awesome and so cool that you also carried that over for your Roaring Fork High School students.
Yeah, you know, it's largely due to my relationship with Olivier Tabary, who's the teacher from France, who was my original contact. We've maintained a friendship over the years, and I let him know about my change of schools, and we've seen each other in between, and I got to show him around when he visited Carbondale a couple summers ago, and I asked if he wanted to try the exchange with Roaring Fork, and he said, without hesitation, absolutely.
That is very cool. Is there a difference, like, when you're showing around students being further down Valley compared to being up in Aspen?
Gosh. I mean, I would say the Valley, like, it offers the same things, you know? It offers the outdoors, it offers vibrant culture. The students did spend some time up in Aspen this past go-around doing a few things that they might not have been able to do, like strictly in Carbondale. You know, we took them skiing up at Buttermilk. Thanks to Aspen Ski Co. for donating all of the tickets, lessons, and rentals. They also did like a historic tour of downtown Aspen. But we were able to do some things down Valley. The students went to the pool one day, the Glenwood Hot Springs pool, and I had them do a scavenger hunt around town, you know, hitting some of the Roaring Fork High students' favorite spots.
Yeah, I think Gus touched on that in his article. Gus, what were some of your favorite activities with the French students from Nantes?
Oh, well, one of my favorites was I took a couple of them to our very own radio station, KDNK.
Oh, my gosh.
And got to show them around some. It was really fun. They met a couple staff members. It was great. I really enjoyed skiing with them, too. It let me see a different side of a lot of them, and it was a great time. The scavenger hunt was fun, too. We went around to a lot of locations in town and, like, tried to take some pictures at many of the, I don't know, iconic locations around Carbondale. And that was really fun too. It allowed us all to like get to know each other a little bit better and have some lighthearted fun.
Very cool. Did you discover some common interests with the French exchange students?
Yeah, mostly. Like we talked a little bit about poetry while they were here, a little bit about books that we were enjoying. We talked about film that we both liked. There was a lot of similarities in like enjoying food and wanting to try new foods and talking about foods. That was a big point of connection for us, I think.
So, Gus, when you were communicating with these French exchange students and developing friendships with them, were you mostly communicating in English or French or a combination?
Oh, much to the sadness of Mr. Eric Lamb, we were mostly communicating in English. Okay. However, the assumption is when we go there in March, we'll mostly be communicating in French, you know, like home turf advantage and stuff.
That makes sense. And that makes sense because it's their immersion opportunity while they're here to speak English, because everyone they come across will mostly be speaking English, at least most folks. And so, like you said, it sounds like it'll be vice versa when you go to France, which I also want to talk about because part of this exchange, of course, is Roaring Fork High School students traveling back to Nantes to be received there by host families. But Eric, real quick, actually, if we could just is the English lessons over in Nantes or in parts of France, do you know, is it pretty rigorous?
It really depends on the location. It depends on the school. This particular school has a very special program called Section Internationale Américaine, which means International American Section. And it's a highly sought-after program. Students from all over the region apply to it who are interested in, you know, improving their English skills and in specific studying American history, politics, and geography. So they get around 300 applicants every year, and they only select the top 30. So these students are selected based on already their interest as well as their language skills to start. And their entire curriculum is taught in English, so they're used to interacting with one another in English throughout their schooling in France. So it's a pretty special school. It was a pretty special program, and they do a fantastic job with them.
That's great. For our listeners, you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program right here on KDNK Radio. This week, we are speaking with Roaring Fork High School teacher, French and English language development teacher, Eric Lamb, as well as Roaring Fork High School student and Sopra Sun youth contributor, Gus Richardson, about Roaring Fork High School's Carbondale Nantes 2025 exchange program. Before we jump into our American students visiting Nantes, are there any closing thoughts you'd like to share about the recent visit from these 17 students from France?
I'll just chime in and say that the families at Roaring Fork High were so generous in their willingness to host students. And I even had families whose students don't take French that stepped up. I had families who took two students. The generosity was really overwhelming, and I'm really grateful. And I know that the French students had a great time. I just got a lot of great feedback from the kindness and also the extra things that the families shared with their students they were hosting.
That's so cool. And thank you for pointing that out, just because that is really gracious. And were they all Roaring Fork High School parents who offered their homes?
Yes. Okay. All different grades. And like I said, a lot of students taking French, but not necessarily. You know, some students have no real plans to join our trip abroad, and they just wanted to be helpful and, you know, have a new experience, you know, make a new connection. And that's also what the exchange is about, too. You know, it's about exploring over in France, but it's about learning through these students who are coming to us about where they're from.
Very cool. Gus, anything you'd like to add? I know that, and something that really came through in your piece was just the friendships that were developed along the way.
I had a bunch of fun interacting with all these people, because they were all like super intelligent and super interesting, and it was just so much fun to get to meet all these people from a kind of different culture, but it's to also then like understand how similar that we like all were. And it was just a great experience. I was so happy to get to meet some international teams.
Great. And are you looking forward to going across the pond yourself and visiting Nantes? And are y'all leaving in March? Is that right?
Yeah.
Late March.
Great.
And Lam, if you have the specific dates off the top of your head, feel free to say them.
Yeah, March 19th is our departure date, and that's a Wednesday before spring break, and then we're going to be gone for all of spring break.
Okay.
I'm beyond excited to go to France. I've never left the country. I've been close to the ocean, but never over it, and I am super excited to get to see what a fully different continent is like. I can't even express how excited I am.
Well, it's coming through, but I imagine that you're very excited. And are you looking forward to seeing some of these people? And I just want to read for our listeners your closing sentence in the article. While the Roaring Fork High School students may have different host families than those of whom they hosted, their paths are sure to cross again, for the bonds that were forged between these two groups of students will not fade anytime soon. So are you looking forward to seeing some of these friends again?
Of course I am. I'm super excited to get to meet up with my French friends again. And I really mean that when I said it in the article. I think that we've grown some friendships that are going to last quite a while, if at least I have anything to say about it.
That's awesome. So, Eric, can you kind of give us a rundown? What is it going to look like when you all land in France on the 19th?
Yeah, Yeah, so it's going to be an overnight flight. So we'll get there on the morning of the 20th, which is a Thursday. We're flying into Paris. We, you know, top of the morning. And we're actually going to spend a couple of nights in Paris because, I mean, why go to France with, you know, skipping the main attraction in terms of, like, tourist sites? So we're going to spend a couple of days there. I have an idea of things we might do. We might do some things that we did last year. Some of the popular items were, of course, the Tour Eiffel. We were able to go to the top last year. The Catacombe, which is an underground, like, ossuary, like a, like basically a boneyard, where they stockpiled some bones that were no longer fitting into the cemeteries because people were dying at quite a rate during some of the pandemics that were happening. And I'm actually going to leave it up to the students to fill in some of the blanks. I actually have them working on a project right now where they're looking at Paris and looking at, you know, the top 20 sites and, you know, planning how would you get from point A to point B on the metro? Like, what does it look like? What could you fit into a day? And as a group, they're going to decide what their itinerary is for those couple days that we're going to be in Paris.
Wonderful. I once visited the Tower Eiffel. The Eiffel Tower, excuse me.
Yeah, Tour Eiffel.
And it's so cool. I remember being a little bit nervous because it's like a glass elevator that takes you up to the top.
Yeah.
it's really quite something. Gus, do you have anything, any sites particularly that you're looking forward to checking out?
Oh, yes, and I'll say their French pronunciations, too. the L'Arc de Triomphe, I'm very excited to see. I think Napoleonic war history is really cool, so I'm super excited to see, like, the big Napoleon thing. I would really love to see Notre Dame when we're there, because, you know, it's supposed to be super beautiful. So, I mean, I don't know a whole lot of what I want to do, but I have a couple things.
That's great. Once you arrive in Nantes, Eric, what will that look like? And yeah.
So we're going to take the train from Paris to Nantes on that Saturday. Which is an experience in itself. We're going to take the TGV, which is Train de Grande Vitesse, which means high speed train. Goes, probably like 170 miles an hour.
Oh my
gosh.
So
it makes a pretty quick dip. Yeah, we're going to be in Nantes in just a couple quick hours. Students are going to get picked up by their host families. I'm right now coordinating with Olivier. He's the teacher at the school over there to hopefully get us some tickets for the handball match that's going to be that night that we arrive. Nantes is not known for their soccer team right now. They're actually like 15th out of 18th in their league. But their handball team is like in contention for the top spot in the whole country for the Premier League. So handball is the big sport there,
okay,
or the Hand. That's from the German. And we're going to hopefully go see a match of, I think they're called the Violet, the purple. That's their color. And that's the name for the team. And we're hopefully going to go see that the night that we arrive.
Very exciting. Otherwise, will students also, just as the exchange students here, will our going fork students be kind of participating in day-to-day classes at the high school?
Yeah, so we're going to do, just like they were here, do a mix of like a little bit of immersion in class. But, you know, we're going over there to experience more than just school, so... Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to have like a Sunday with their host families to show them around the region. We'll go to school on Monday and kind of get a tour of the school. They might shadow like, you know, a class or two that opening day. And then the following days, we're going to be doing some local tourism, like on our own. We're also going to be doing something with the class, the French students. We'll do like an outing all together on that Wednesday. Probably last year we went to the coast and we saw like a World War One museum, which was really cool, a U-boat, which was cool, and we took a walk on the beach. So we're kind of in the process of deciding what to do as a whole group outing. So yeah, it'll be a mix of tourism, a mix of being in class, and a lot of time in the afternoons and evenings. The students are, you know, left to their own devices with their host students to you know, experience whatever life is like for them and what they would typically do.
Great. Gus, have you had the opportunity to be introduced in any way to your host family?
Oh, no. Okay. I hope to soon, but to be honest, none of us know really who our host families are yet. Okay. But I'm happy to know them, and I'm happy to be real nice to them.
They're going to love you.
Yeah, so the way this is working out is they have a class of sophomores, juniors, and seniors as part of the special SIA program. And they're bringing an exchange here again next year. And their thinking was, hey, let's have the sophomores host. The juniors were the ones that came to us this year. They said, let's have the sophomores host when we go in March, just to kind of keep the door revolving as to who's hosting and who's going. But the juniors were so excited to make the friendships coming here. They're like, no, we're gonna have to host you guys when you come. So I'm in the process right now with the French teacher Olivier of deciding like who's gonna host whom, and we'll have that all worked out in the next couple weeks. But it is sort of a bit of a question mark as to who's going with whom in this moment.
Well, it's I mean, it's just so wonderful that y'all are making it happen, and I'm sure any family there, it's going, you know, just as it, when they're so gracious to, you know, invite someone into their home, and that it's just going to be a wonderful experience for all of your students. So we do only have a couple minutes left. Is there anything else that you would like to add before I let you go? Let's go ahead and start with you, Eric.
Yeah, having experienced an exchange when I was a junior in high school, and you know, that particular exchange having led me to what I'm doing right now as my profession, it's so awesome. I get to pass that on to my students and see it light them up and see those relationships forge. I just feel like I'm, you know, living kind of a dream. It's been awesome.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you, Eric. Gus, any closing words?
I'm happy to hear that I might get to spend even more time with those juniors than I thought I would. So, I'm super excited. I was super excited before, now I'm a little bit more excited. So, doing good.
Well, keep building up that excitement, Gus, and I'm sure you won't be disappointed. Thank you both so much for joining me today on Everything Under the Sun. And you have a lovely rest of your day, and have a great time in Nantes, as well as Paris, France.
Thank you
so much, James. Thanks, Gus.
All right.
Thanks, Lam.
Sponsors for the Nantes Carbondale Exchange Program are Bank of Colorado and Basalt First Bank in Carbondale, Summer Berg with Engels and Bokers, and Melissa Hodgkin.